Okay, welcome back. Module 5, you are almost finished this particular course. This particular module is called Monitoring a Website with System Center 2012, particularly System Center 2012 R2. My name's Macca, Technical Evangelist, Windows Infrastructure. You should know that by now. We've been together for a long time and I feel we've come to know each other really well. And for this particular section, we're going to look at how we can actually start monitoring not just our on-premises websites through the Azure pack, but also our websites sitting out there in the cloud with System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2. So really what we're going to do here is look at what Operations Manager R2 gives to us, then we'll look at how we actually do that website monitoring. And then we've got a really good demo from one of my colleagues showing you how we can use application performance monitoring built into Operations Manager R2 in order to see how your website and web application is functioning. So let's dive straight into System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2, which is going to be our on-premises and off-premises monitoring solution. All right, so when it comes to infrastructure monitoring, there are a number of demands that we've heard about from IT in order to get their infrastructure monitoring working successfully. The first thing is IT has demanded that they must be able to monitor diverse environments. And the reality is that customers have heterogeneous data center environments spanning Windows and non-Windows environments, and they're looking for a single solution that can help them assure infrastructure health and configuration throughout. The another demand we get from them is assuring physical, virtual, and cloud infrastructure health. So irrespective of their deployment topology, whether it's physical, whether it's virtual, whether it's cloud-based, or a combination of all of those, customers want their monitoring solution to allow them to understand the health of all of those environments from one end to the other. And then finally, IT demands that we ensure reliable workload configurations. So our customers are looking for consistent and reliable configuration guidance and automation for their platform and workloads. So what does System Center 2012 R2 deliver? Well, firstly, we deliver best of breed Windows monitoring, as well as robust cross-platform monitoring. And of course, Microsoft System Center is best of breed for Windows environments given our rich history with Operations Manager. In fact, 1 in 4 Operations Manager deployments monitor Linux today, which is very compelling for how far we've come along this path. We also provide cross-platform configuration support, including Linux and Unix systems. We also deliver network monitoring and cloud infrastructure health. So network monitoring is one of the most requested System Center features and really rounds out our ability to monitor health across the whole stack. Network monitoring enables us to discover and monitor the health of physical devices, along with associated vicinity views that shows that device is interconnected with the rest of the network, including displays of virtual switches. From a cloud fabric health, we enable a dashboard view that brings together availability and performance metrics across storage, network, and compute fabric for the data center administrator to take remediation measures as necessary. The AWS Management Pack for Microsoft System Center enables you to view and monitor AWS resources directly in the Operations Manager console, and this way you can use a single familiar console to monitor all your resources, whether they're on-premises, whether they're on Microsoft Azure, or even if they're in the AWS cloud. The last thing we deliver is best practice workload configuration. So with System Center Advisor, we can consume best practice configuration guidance for our Microsoft workloads, such as SQL, Exchange, Link, SharePoint, and put that into our familiar Operations Manager console. So one of the things that we've seen in terms of what we went to do when we developed System Center 2012 Operations Manager R2 was to get an idea from customers about what problems they had actually monitoring their infrastructure. Essentially, when we're thinking about the background of where people are going these days, infrastructure is transitioning from traditional physical devices to virtualized compute, network, and storage and building into a cloud, whether that cloud be on-premises, whether that cloud be inside the public cloud, or whether it be a combination of both for a hybrid cloud type scenario. The administrator within the data center needs to deal with traditional, virtualized, private, and public cloud as part of their infrastructure. And the challenges here is that it's difficult to track the health state of your infrastructure and see it as one cohesive whole. We have a disconnected set of information about the network, the storage, the virtual machine, and the cloud it's running on, and this leads to longer time to resolution when a problem occurs with the complex infrastructure. In terms of System Center 2012, we have a bunch of new features that allow us to really get around a lot of these problems. Firstly, in terms of hybrid monitoring, we now get the ability to do 360 fabric monitoring by integrating into Virtual Machine Manager in a far better way. And our Azure Management Pack has really improved now, giving us real depth information into how our cloud services and our VMs running in Windows Azure are functioning and how those endpoints are functioning as well. Obviously, we've talked before about our ability now to go out to cross-platform cloud providers, which is particularly important, as well as our ability to do native SNMP monitoring, as well as support for IP version 6. When it comes to workload monitoring, we've done a lot of work around improving Unix and Linux capabilities, and of course we support the most current versions of all of our major server operating systems, as well as our major server applications. One of the really clever things we've done though when it comes to monitoring a workload running in a website is our application performance monitoring capabilities, which we got through the acquisition of a company called AviCode a few years ago. Application performance monitoring allows us not just to monitor your website, but also monitor the code of your application. So when an issue occurs within your particular application, we can catch the stack dumps that occur, we can grab that information, and if you've got a copy of Visual Studio, we can actually direct you to the line of code that's causing an issue. So we're really starting to bridge the gap between development and operations after a particular application is sent into production. So let's have a look at website monitoring. And when it comes to monitoring websites within our on-premises environment, we really have to monitor a number of things. And the first thing we need to be able to monitor is Windows Server itself. IIS runs on top of Windows Server. We need to understand not only that IIS is healthy, therefore our website is healthy, but we also need to understand how the server monitoring is going in the underlying operating system. If the operating system itself is unhealthy, eventually we will end up with a problem within IIS and within our websites. The Windows Server Management Packs for Windows Server 2008, 2012, 2003 all provide detailed monitoring out of the box. The Ops Manager 2012 agent automatically detects and discovers Windows servers when the Windows Server Management Packs are imported and begins monitoring for key components, including things like disk, network, Windows services, and performance data. And as you can see from this particular slide, there is a number of default views in the Windows Server Management Pack to display the active alerts that are occurring, the operating system performance, the overall health of the Windows server, and we can see that in the Windows Server State view. In the Health Monitoring folder, you'll find information on disk health, network adapter health, and even operating system health. And there's a separate folder with performance views for your key performance metrics as well. Each Windows server has its default health state defined by the Windows Server development team. And each component of the Windows Server operating system that's deemed important is monitored for availability, configuration, performance, and or security, or a combination of the above. In fact, every single management pack we produce, whether it be Windows Server, whether it be IIS, whether it be SQL Server, whether it be Exchange Server, whether it be the Linux or the Unix monitoring packs, have these four main states that we can monitor. The health of a monitored object is divided into those four categories: availability, configuration, performance, and security. Availability monitors the roles, features, and services that are running and changes the health state and alerts when changes are detected. Configuration monitors for configuration changes such as activation status, service configuration status, and the results application-specific best practice analyzers and changes the health state and alerts when changes are detected. Performance monitors the key performance indicators such as available memory, memory pages per second, system page file, total CPU utilization, and any other performance counter that you might want to look at, whether it's specific to the operating system or specific to an application running on top of the operating system, such as IIS and your websites. Finally, security monitors for security-related settings. Now, we don't by design include many security-related monitors in the management packs. We really leave the security monitoring component to third-party vendors. And we do address centralized security event log collection with audit collection services, so you can get all of your security logs dumped into one database, and then you can then query those for whatever forensic results you need at a later date. Now, we've got some examples here of how we can actually monitor our .NET web applications, our websites and web services. And what we can see here is a really good example of the state view of a particular web or a web service. So we can see here we have two healthy applications that we're monitoring, and these applications may have been deployed to our on-premises environment using the Windows Azure pack for Windows Server, or potentially this could be something else that we're thinking of deploying into the public cloud. You'll see here we have an example of how our performance metrics are working as well. So if we look inside a .NET application at what's going on in the CLR, we can get a really good idea as to whether or not the performance of the app is acceptable for a given set of users. You can see here that we're able now also to look at things like exception events per second. So not only do we look at how many web page views we're getting and so on and so forth, but we can get an idea of how that web application is functioning and whether or not we're getting a lot of exception events per second, which could be leading to some bad code. Memory utilization is particularly important as well, and we can drill down into individual applications running inside .NET to get an idea of their memory utilization and the potential impact that could be having on the website as a whole. Do we need to potentially scale it up or out? This particular report will give you some help in that respect. We can look at .NET application transaction monitoring. So if we want to get an idea of the total end-to-end time a given transaction takes to effect within a .NET application, we can get that information through Operations Manager as well. And here's an example of that in a graphical form showing us application transactions over time and how long they're actually taking. Now, wouldn't it be great if we could take all of that information and drill down even deeper into it? Or even better, wouldn't it be great if we could then look at that application from a number of different points of presence around the world and say, I want to know how that application is performant from the perspective of a user in Brazil versus the perspective of a user in Sydney, Australia? Well, we can do that as well. In fact, what I'd like to do is give you an example of that through this particular demo. Now, this demo is a video that we have recorded earlier. One of my colleagues recorded this particular demo. Give us a real insight into how that application performance monitoring actually works.
Fourth Coffee recently deployed a new website, and to ensure peak performance are using System Center 2012 R2 application performance monitoring to monitor health performance and availability. Now, new in System Center 2012 and enhanced in System Center 2012 R2 is Global Services Monitor. Now, System Center Global Service Monitor is a cloud-based service that addresses this problem by extending the application monitoring capabilities in your System Center 2012 beyond your organization's own network boundary. Global Service Monitor uses Windows Azure points of presence to help give you a true reflection of an end user's experience of a web application. Now, we can clearly see that we're having issues in a number of places where our transaction time is over the expected SLA. Now let's use the power of System Center APM to understand what that error may be. The alert view in Operations Manager can show me alerts from hardware, workloads, and many other places in my data center. This view is showing errors that are related to my applications monitoring. We can definitely see we have something wrong here. Now let's choose one of them to understand more. When selected, I get a similar experience to selecting any type of Operations Manager alert. I have access to alert information, product knowledge, company knowledge, and even history. Now, something new you might not have seen before in an alert is a link to a tool which is called the App Diagnostics tool. Now, this tool is a web-based form which collates all application monitoring information for clear diagnostics. I can see all the properties for the application fault, parameters, even the code that was being used at the time. It can also provide different views to understand the exact cause of the issue. Here I can see a graphical representation of the error, and it's easy to see that this load time was in excess of the threshold. I'm guessing you're asking, why is this a web tool? Well, so developers can use it too. Yes, they get a link to this tool and can access all the information Operation Manager collects through this easy UI, performance, chaining, and even code tracking. As per our previous view, we have a code error, and I need to pass this now on to my development team. To make this also seamless, Operation Manager now integrates fully with Visual Studio Team Foundation Server through a connector. I can simply choose to assign this to engineering and click OK. And now all the information we have captured will be synced to Team Foundation Server and a bug created for the developer team to fix the problem. With 360-degree application performance monitoring, diagnosis, and DevOps, Operation Manager offers a deep application and transaction monitoring insight for .NET and Java applications and helps you efficiently isolate the root cause of an application performance issue down to the offending line of code. Outside-in monitoring with Global Services Monitor and Operations Manager provides you with real-time visibility into your application performance as experienced by your end user, and Operations Manager and GSM integrate with Microsoft Visual Studio to facilitate DevOps collaboration, thereby helping you remediate application issues faster.
So we hope you enjoyed that. Again, here are your three things that you can look for in terms of resources. You probably know these very well by now, given that you've got to Module 5. And if you got to Module 5 first, and didn't look at modules 1, 2, 3, and 4, then shame on you. Go back and do it again. I'll wait for you. And now that you're done, we'll see you in module 6 for the final module of this particular course. Thanks for coming.